Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
The times, they are a-changing. Old they Bobby are. Dylan, hey?
Yeah.
I reckon, I mean, neither you or I are into horse racing, but I think we might have to, because that's the only
thing. I'm not into music either, as you know.
I know that. I tell you what, I think horse racing's the only thing still going.
It is still going?
Well, it is. Well, what, okay. You just told me something about Mr.
Like
McAvoy.
He's ordered like 4 months of hay and whatever they eat. From Brunock.
That's horses, yeah.
They're just flat out delivering to him because he, with the virus around.
Yeah, look, I know you don't understand a lot about horse racing, but Tony and Calvin actually don't eat the hay. It's the horses.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I thought he was eating it. Okay.
But, yeah, and they've moved back to the Barossa.
Have they?
Yep, while this,
while the virus is out.
Is on, yep. They've decided Adelaide or South Australia is the place because they can't duck and forward across the boundary.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so that's the end of our horse racing because that's about as much as we know about it, really.
Four legs and tail. And
well, I think they're still on four legs, aren't
they? I think
they?
So. Most of them are. Yeah.
AFL, all over Red Rover.
Yep.
Hey, Port Adelaide forever.
Top.
We're never top. Hey, Premiers, 2020.
We'll never stop. So we're top. We're top.
Never look like being anything else.
No.
Kenny predicted it all, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey? It's going to be our
get
year.
Get a premiership.
150 years, is that right? Premiership?
What a way to celebrate.
And it was such an easy victory, percentage-wise.
I tell you what, I watched the game, and we were pretty ordinary still. One goal, 10 in the second half, Rick.
Tell me about it. I don't think
anything. And Charlie didn't even play.
No,
it would have been one goal 15.
I don't think anything's changed. I don't think I saw
Gold Coast are very ordinary.
They are.
That's all that came out of that game.
Gee, I feel for Stewie Jew. I mean, what can you do?
I mean, how many more number one draft picks and top grade picks can you get to try and top that side up?
Yeah. It's artificial. It has been from the very start. I know they're not the only created club, but they just have got no character.
I don't think
they're
going anywhere.
No,
you know, and it's sad to say, but I don't think they are. I thought they might have improved this year, Rick. But
they haven't.
But the Crows, down in a narrow loss. I tipped them too. I thought at home, I thought the Crows are going to get over the line. Big Tex ready to fire, no captaincy. He did fire, didn't he?
He did. He got two touches in the first quarter.
I saw the one. One was a gimme goal in the square.
Correct.
Yep.
But he followed it up well.
Yeah, right.
He got five more for the entire rest of the three quarters.
Oh.
I mean, he would have been exhausted from the first two touches, so he didn't get one in the second.
Saved himself for the second half.
That's right. And he picked up a couple in the second half.
Very ordinary. I watched the game. He was very ordinary.
And, you know, I mean, I know you can't blame him as such because there's a whole heap of things that go on during the game. But he did have the chance to really do something with that last kick of the game.
Absolutely. Now, if he does something well, it's kicking.
Yes.
If he does something well, he can kick that football.
But you know, probably in his heyday 5-6 years ago, he would have put that through.
Mm.
I mean, it was within
his
range.
He doesn't look fit, Rick.
Well, he doesn't.
Slow and lethargic.
Now, interestingly enough, and we won't spend a lot of time, but that is the big problem, I think, that Knicks and the Crows have got. They seem to lack pace. They did. They have the last couple of years, and nothing much has improved. Now, sure, they fought back, as it were, but the reality is that they got flogged out of the centre and their stats did not look good. And one game, as it were, doesn't make a season except for Port winning the premiership.
Yeah, well, it has made the season one game.
It has.
But, it's pretty sad, but I think that might be the end of the footy for the year, Rick.
Well,
I really do.
I can't see much else coming out. I'd be kidding. So
Olympics is getting changed as well.
Absolutely.
Well, sorry, I've crossed the...
You've changed
the subject, but anyway.
Well, I mean, we won't spend time on the Olympics this time. We've got plenty of time before
that.
But the thing that amazes me is how they say that they can put it off to the following year. So does that mean that the World
Championships
get pushed off?
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, anyway.
Yeah. But anyway,
now,
footy
the one thing that really disappointed me, other than that the footy got cancelled altogether, was that I thought with the alternative that they first came up with was a 17-round season.
Good.
I was actually quite excited because since I had a quick look, it would have been the first time since 1986 when there were still only 12 sides in the competition.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was still the VFL.
Yep.
But it would have been the first time when the competition was equal and fair. That is,
still is the VFL, though, isn't it?
Yes.
They've just got another name for it, haven't they?
But it was interesting that back in 1986, last time, 12 sides, 22 rounds, each side played a home and away game.
And that's now, what you want.
Well, I mean, I've actually talked, I'm not sure on this show, but I've talked around many years that if you were lobbying from another country or from another planet, and were told that...
I think I know some of those people who have lobbed from another planet.
You know, and you were told that the AFL, the biggest and richest football organisation in this country, did not play a home and away regular fair competition. And, I mean, it's almost like horse racing. It's handicapping.
Yeah.
You know, if you finish at the top of the table, then you get drawn in this contrived draw to play against the better sides.
Well, you imagine Richmond twice.
Well, that's right.
Or GWS. Yeah.
And, of course, that's what's happened, to try and bring the other side. So it's not fair and equal. And, sure, a 17-round comp would have favoured your better sides. But, you know, be it... You know, surely if you're good, you're good. You know, and why be penalised for being good?
Exactly. No,
but anyway,
agree with you.
I actually was quite looking forward to seeing how that mapped out. But alas, I don't think we're going to see any footy for the rest of this year.
No.
And I mean, even a bit like
footy?
We've just touched on the Olympics. Mm. I mean, you know, is football greater than now? Even if they pushed it, given this thing was over and done with, so we ignore the T20 cricket and everything else to push football into the middle of December or something. I think it'd be better if everyone just sat back, wiped off the year and hoped that everything will be right for the 2021, to be honest.
We could cut probably 20 T20 games back.
We could.
I have that many of them.
The other thing, that, you know, out of all evil or bad, hopefully something good will come out of it. Because as we have all heard and realised, there is a total financial crisis now in the AFL and every other sporting code as well. But the AFL is just amazing. And what I think is really interesting is that it really still starts at the top. You've got 12 executives on an average salary of 890 grand.
Week.
Yes,
we
did.
Yep.
They've been generous. They've put their hand up and said, we'll cut our salaries by 20%, despite the fact that the players, there's lots of those, they've put their hand up and said 50%. Now, you know, isn't that a generous donation from the execs?
Isn't it? Oh, all right, Gil McLaughlin.
Only 20% of 2 mil, you know, he won't know that it's gone. So there you go.
What about some paid positions within the clubs?
Well,
Rick? They must have cut them too.
This is where I think it may be
some good come out of it.
And it may be for the long term because football clubs, particularly since they're going to be, for whatever number of years, trying to
get over costs that
they're going to run up. And I think the reality is, and listen to this, this is amazing, this is how ridiculous, with money flying everywhere, mainly from TV rights and all that, that clubs have become. I might just mention a couple. I've done a couple of notes here. There is one particular Melbourne-based club with, now hold on to your hat, right?
I was going to say hair, but that's
you haven't
gone.
Got that. That's why I hesitated.
Yeah.
Would you believe that they have 181 either full-time, part-time or casual employees on their list? Now, that's just ridiculous. It includes 13 assistant and development coaches under the senior coach and the head of football. There's 3 football analysts, 3 club doctors, 3 physios, 30 staff in the medical and conditioning fields, 7 in its recruiting fields. The Next Generation Academy, which they have, has got a manager and a coordinator and a senior coach. There's 64 officials in the men's footy department and 36 in the women. And you wonder why they haven't got any money.
We won't mention the club, but I reckon it'd be Collingwood, I would think.
Well,
I'd be very surprised if it wasn't.
But I just...
That's over catering, isn't it? I'm sorry, but...
Oh, catering at Adelaide Oval.
They could probably go down there for a... Oh, no, you can't at the moment.
But, that is just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think...
So let's hopefully, if something comes out of this, you're back to 2 coaches or maybe 3 coaches and, you know...
Well, I mean, if you know, we've talked about a similar type of thing with the overcoaching in the Saka. And, I mean, the Saka is no less or guilt or more
have
guilty
they got a
than
coach.
I got a high performance manager.
Well, have they?
Well, in name anyway. But you go back to, you know, rewind the clock for our Crow supporters. Malcolm Blight, he won 2 flags in a row with a single assistant coach. And Neil Craig is the fitness.
He was a guru, wasn't he, of the fitness?
And John Reid is footy manager. Now,
what more do you really need?
Well, that's a bit less than 181, isn't it? It really is quite.
That is phenomenal, isn't it? That that many people.
It really is just quite simply silly. And we know it. You know, we've got coaches for coaches.
Yeah.
Who coaches, then coaches. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
You see on a Saturday, there's more people out on that ground than players before the game warming up.
And I'd love to know what they supposedly fill in the week by doing.
But they must, minimum of 150 plus each, wouldn't they? They have to be.
Obviously, when you think about the turnover of clubs, you know, there's been comment made that how can a club, the only AFL club going around that actually makes a profit is West Coast.
Every
other club is in the red. Now, some to a greater degree than others, but West Coast have got an enormous membership, and I guess they've had, relative to the time they were admitted into the comp, I think you could probably argue, I haven't checked the stats, they're probably the most successful club going around, and they've got an amazing...
very good Sunday night, which doesn't matter now anyhow. But
and they've got an amazing fan base. But anyway, when you think about 50 million turnover and whatever... that these clubs do, and they can't make a quid out of
I know.
You just wonder, you know where it's going. It's going to all the hierarchy.
Yeah, well, executives the coaches and the whatever else.
How can you have a 12-man rock and roll band on $890,000 a year?
I don't know how it works. Rick.
I don't know.
So the cricket's all over?
Cricket is all over.
The local cricket I'm talking?
Oh, local cricket. Well, it's
all gone.
It's all over.
Everything's finished there?
No presentation. But the big thing will be they will announce. Well, I don't think they
cricket
have.
Cricket of the year.
I don't think they've done it yet. I mean, it would have been due next week, I think. But cricket of the year is going to be... It'll be a photo finish. There's the first thing.
Yep.
The photo finish.
Photo finish.
My prediction is that it's going to either be Trent Gers or Brian Montgomery.
Trent Gers would be son of Chris Gers, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Chris, he's the turf operations manager at Tanunda.
You're all over this, aren't you, really? You don't know him by chance, do you?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Now, to be honest, they've both had remarkable seasons.
Yep.
The only thing, how do you weigh up runs against wickets against just general, presence on the field?
Yep.
But if you look at the bowling, Montgomery, 44 wickets at 14, and Trent Gers, 33 at 18.
Yep. But Trent beats him in the batting
batting side, Trent, 782 at 52, and Brian Montgomery, 496 at 41.
So now, it's going to be an even contest there between those two.
Again, it's like Brownlow, anything else. It's only an umpire making votes.
And I'm going for Trent.
You're going for Trent?
Yep. Son of Chris. Mentioned you twice now, Chris.
I think I really wouldn't like to call it.
Okay. You being an umpire, you probably shouldn't.
I probably shouldn't. I shouldn't, no. But it will be a very, very interesting. It would have been really exciting if you'd had the presentation because it would have been.
That's
they
all gone.
They do it a bit like the like Brownlow and there would have been like the votes footy. Up on the board. But I guess.
Yeah, it's a good night.
That's the way it's going to be. So there you go. Now, listen. Here's Rick. Did you hear about? Did you hear about the footy player?
No.
And he said to the trainer,
"Yep.
Why is it that when I stand on my head, all my blood runs to my head?
Yep.
But when I stand on my blood doesn't rush to my feet." "Son," said the trainer, "your feet are not empty."
Yeah, no, that's very good. I hope the producer likes that one. But
well, she hasn't been around, but we've had a bit of fun. Now, just before.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to reveal to our listeners that you've had a bit of a practice run here. But I was looking up. So we might have to give a quick pause for people to think about it. But anyway, we won't have time to have a big pause.
No.
When I was looking up to see when the last equal round in 1986 was played, when teams played each other twice, I actually looked up and the VFL as it was, which you'd still argue is still...
It's still going.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Was actually created on the 2nd of October in 1896.
Okay.
And I suggest to you there were 8 clubs that formed that comp. Have a go who they were.
No, and I'll be honest with you. We had a little run at this before and I got the one wrong. I had Footscray in there.
Yes.
But I got the rest. I had Collingwood, Melbourne, Fitzroy.
Yes.
Carlton, St Kilda, Geelong.
Yep.
South Melbourne.
South Melbourne.
And Essendon.
Correct.
I got the one wrong. Yeah. I thought Footscray, I was going back in time, and I thought they were an older club than they were.
So that's very interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
overtime again, Rick, for us.
Well, we've done our history.
But we mentioned Chris Gurz twice. Well, that's three times.
And what about Warren?
We haven't mentioned Warren.
We haven't, but Warren...
He could be holidaying.
I think he's holidaying at Victor Harbour.
I reckon he's Easter time. I think he's going.
Is he really?
Yep.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Well,
hasn't been there for what 45 years.
I don't think
it's changed a little bit.
It has changed just a fraction. Anyway, we'd better go.
Yep.
So until next week, this is Rick,
and this is Phil.